Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm not trying to ruin my pelvic floor or anything like that, so I'm just looking for advice. Should I be pushing so hard to get all that hot white out? What should I do? Let me know, Dr. Drew.
Hi, I'm Dr. Drew, and this is Dr. Drew After Dark. Please be advised that Dr. Drew After Dark may contain sexually oriented content and be unsuitable for young children.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Dr. After Dark. We are so excited to be here yet again. We appreciate your support. We appreciate these emails at drdrewafterdark@gmail.com. Of course, the voice messages, which I can't get enough of, 818-253-1693. We love the great questions you ask. I love being able to answer them. And thanks for being the supporters of the show. Gentlemen, booth boys, everybody good?
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah,
what's
buddy.
Up, baby? What's up?
Yeah, how effing dare you? So we'll start with that, with outrage.
I always know it's fun when you say that to one of us.
Yeah, well, no doubt will happen today. So let's just get right into it with some video. This AOC is hot video intrigues me. I think that's true. She is hot.
AOC is hot. Because she likes to smoke meth and suck cock.
Oh, my God.
Pretty cool, huh?
It's like the Sith, you know, the Sith coming out. It's like a Star Wars character.
Yeah, this guy's got the dark side all up in him.
Oh, my God. Wait, is that weed he's rolling? Is that a joint?
All I could say is that he rolled something up and is smoking it. I have zero idea what's in it.
Is there more?
No, that's it.
All right. Congratulations, young man. Keep doing what you're doing. It's going to turn out fine. Was that a TikTok or was that a regular?
I think it was just sent in.
Wow. Let's do a little TikTok.
Ooh, we're getting right into the talks.
I want to get into it. I want to get into video. I'm
going to church helps to strengthen one's faith in Jesus Christ and also fellowshipping with other Christians. If you're not going to church and you're not in your Bible and you're not praying, how are you supposed to have faith? You can't have faith without works. And if you don't have faith, you can't go to heaven.
Oh.
But just because you go to church doesn't mean you're saved.
This is the scariest fucking thing I think I've ever seen.
Well, she's like a robot, right? Have you guys ever heard of the Uncanny Valley?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So Uncanny Valley, have I talked about it before on this show?
Yeah, you have.
Okay, so just to summarize really quick, Uncanny Valley is a term in robot literature, in robot phenomena. Yeah, there it is. Where people like robots, the more they become humanoid, until they become almost exactly like a human, and then we fall off a cliff and we hate them, or we're disgusted and we're repelled by them. And so I would argue that she triggers the Uncanny Valley, doesn't she, that woman? Because she's like so... It's like she kind of looks like a humanoid, but she also looks like a robot.
Yeah.
And something weird is going on. And that kind of superficial smile that she puts on everything, sometimes that's hiding a little psychotic process. Like maybe she hears things and sees things that aren't really there, just saying. But God bless her. She's going to church, and she likes the connection with people. Can't brown away from home. Oh, Annie, stay tuned, buddy. 34, entire life, I always made brown on a regular schedule. Every day, however, I travel for work. Whenever I travel, my bowels completely shut down. I won't brown for the entire trip, even to 4 days plus or so. I will maybe brown once, but not much comes out. I don't feel discomfort or constipated or anything. You are constipated. That's what that is. My bowels just go dormant. When I return home, my bowels roar to life and promptly proceed to brown in my toilet straight to hell. What could be happening here? I've done some Googling. It seems like this is mostly a psychological phenomenon. Not serious. Love your thoughts. Is anything to worry about? Mitch, no, Mitch. You don't have to worry about it. Very commonly when people travel, they do not brown normally because your body is just in that. It's much like what if you were running constantly for 3 days, right? Your bowel, you're not going to be stopping to take a shit. You're going to be keeping running. And then when your body slows down, then you're going to be able to do it. And it's much like when you're traveling. You know, you you're doing more than you realize when you're running around, traveling around the country.
I do have a great tip, though, if he wants to break through that barrier.
Well, he can use some milk and magnesia or something, or, you know, or Dukalax when it becomes time. But that is constipation. You're describing constipation.
I was going to say he could just have like a juice or something, because I remember I went through a juicing phase, and no matter when or where I drank it, 45 minutes later, I was taking a massive shit.
Well, that's you. Was there prune juice in the juices? I mean, prune juice is sort
no,
of
no, lots of leafy greens, a lot of, yeah. What is it, cruciferous?
Yeah, cruciferous.
A lot of that
vegetable,
stuff, a lot of cruciferous,
which is very
stuff.
Good for you. I wouldn't discourage it, but it wouldn't necessarily work. It works for Nadav, everybody.
No. It would make everyone shit, I promise.
Cannabis withdrawals. I've been smoking pot, weed since I was 19. I'm now 43. I've decided enough is enough. Now that I've stopped, will it help me be more present? It will help me be more present with my daughters and just the world in general. It feels like I'm on a sofa watching a sitcom, watch the world go by. I have terrible anxiety and depression. Is this a result of marijuana use, as my life is generally okay? There is zero help for people in Britain. I live in Scotland that want to stop smoking marijuana. It's not like it's a problem and it's not addictive. Right. I'm on day 3 of not smoking. I feel proud of myself. Will the anxiety go away now that I've stopped? Okay. So, Jerry, you might want to go online and meet with some Marijuana Anonymous meetings. There are Zoom meetings all over the place. And you will find lots of people that have been through it. You've been through it. It's very, very common. The depression, the anxiety particularly, will persist unless you get some treatment. And it's often associated with a bit of paranoia, if you notice. The main problem that people have is not just the depression and anxiety, which is a withdrawal symptom from that. You know, you've been putting a drug in your system for 30 years. And your body's going to react when you take it out. And sleeplessness becomes the big problem. Various kinds of mood instability. Your mood will be all over the place, and sleeplessness. And the sleeplessness will last like up to 6 months. Do not take a benzodiazepine. That can only make things worse. So don't take a hypnotic sleep medication. But there are medications that will help.
Yeah, I was actually going to ask, like, would you advise against taking, like, Unisom or Tylenol PM or something?
No, you can take Benadryl, you can take melatonin, that's fine. But don't take Ambien and all that whole...
Right, like a Valium,
Sonata,
something that'll, like,
Valium
medical Advent. Grade knocking
no,
you
no,
out.
No, don't take right. that. But there are medical grade medications that can help, things like Seroquel, Zyprexa, these sorts of things. We used a lot of... Risperidol. So Risperidol, just a little bit at bedtime, sometimes helps with all of this. But you may not want to do that, and that's fine. You can kind of muscle your way through it if you want, but you're going to want to have some support. And so I would go online with some of the Zoom meetings and check them out, because this is so common. You'll feel better when you hear all the common stories that people have with this and maybe some of the tricks that they use to get through it. All right, transgender hormone therapy question. I'm a 27-year-old transitioning from male to female, been taking imestral once weekly and PO spironolactone daily for about 13 months. That's a water pill that has some estrogen blocking effects. About 5 months, I noticed hair growth where previously I've been slowly losing my hair since my early 20s. Since then, it's grown back in spades, now coming in curlier and looks better than when I was 17. I've also noticed from being nearly flat-chested to have fairly noticeable breasts, even when wearing baggy clothes. Evidently, these phenomenons aren't fully understood yet. Do you have any insight into them? Am I missing the question here, guys? Help me with this.
What was the first part of it?
I'm a male transitioning to female and taking iron estradiol, and then she's worried that she's having estrogen effects. Which
I think the hormones are what's giving you the tits, probably, right, Joe?
And the hair, yes. I mean, I'm sort of, Robin, I'm surprised that you don't understand that happens. And some people are more responsive than others and get more pronounced effect than others, much the way there's a lots of different spectrum of the female form that are born under the influence of estrogen from their endogenous hormone sources.
Hold up. You could take estrogen for hair restoration?
Well, you know, the reason that it's called male pattern balding, right? And it's the dihydrotestosterone that causes the balding. And when you take lots of estrogen, you can sort of reverse that in some cases. Not always.
Right. You could just make your scalp female.
Let me tell you something, bro. As a man who's about to go bald real soon, you just made a lot of guys get some tits, let me tell you.
I would urge you to go use Rogaine. Rogaine works in a large percentage of cases. You can also take Propecia, which is a medication that blocks the dihydrotestosterone.
Yeah, but the Propecia makes the dick not work, right?
I got no worries about you.
That's why I didn't take it, though.
It might make you move towards the normal zone. I'm just saying, it would never get you into the normal zone.
So you're saying he's not normal?
exceptional, dude. I've used how effing dare you? I've said
I'm reading between the lines. I'm a doctor too, Drew. I know what you're saying.
How
I could
effing
understand.
Dare you? I've said exceptional repeatedly, and I'm saying exceptional now. And if he would like to be normal, this is move him in that direction. I don't think it will take him all the way there. But Propecia, Rogaine, and I've heard of people using estrogen creams on the scalp. So, porn benders on cocaine killed my sober sex drive. What?
Jesus.
I don't even know what that means. I'm Alexander 29. I've had a fair share of sexual partners, but I've never had a huge need for sex. About March 2020 to July 2020, times got pretty rough and I felt pretty down. To help feel better, I found a plug with some real good cocaine and then had about a dozen sessions where I was doing an 8-ball of cocaine to watch porn for hours straight until the 3.5 grams was gone. Never have I been so turned on in my entire life. I've stopped using. The problem is now nothing turns me on. Not porn, not girls, not anything. Did I fuck myself forever? Keep it high and tight. Alexander, this is actually a more common thing than people discuss.
This is common?
It's why people get into things like autoerotic asphyxiation. They're trying to get their arousal systems kicked back in. My prediction is, like, if you had been using opioids for years and were describing this, I'd be worried about it. But you had a couple of, you know, bad binges on cocaine and it happened. It's been since July 2020.
It's the cocaine, isn't it?
It is the cocaine, but what I'm trying to figure out is whether it will come back. You know what you might want to do? My prediction is it will come back. You will have your sex drive and stuff will restored and your satisfaction will be restored. But you may want to see a doctor and make sure this hasn't done something to your hormonal system that may be off more than we sort of suspect at first brush.
I mean, Drew, if he's like desensitized to the stuff that normally would get him aroused,
right,
then wouldn't just kind of cutting off from that entirely for, I don't know, a short period of time, wouldn't that,
yes,
the possibility of restoring the function?
Correct. However, yes, Dr. Nadav.
Thank you, Doctor.
I think he's already saying that's happening naturally because he's not turned on by anything, so he's worried about it.
But I mean, I think the reason why he probably thinks he's not turned on is because he's actively trying to look at it, and he just needs to cut it off.
I agree with you if that's what he's doing, but I still would say hormonal evaluation, endocrine evaluation, would be very important here.
Probably smart.
Give me some voice messages. Probably smart, sir. Yes, yes, sir. Doctor.
Hey, Dr. Drew. This is Ray from Chicago.
Hi, Ray.
My wife and I were discussing.
Okay.
If you butt chug alcohol, do you save on calories? Is it less of a caloric intake versus how drunk you get?
Yeah.
Thanks. Keep it high and tight. Better than it. Bye.
Sort of.
Great question.
Yeah, sort of. Because you're not doing so much metabolism by the liver as quickly. And the high is delivered more quickly. So you get more drunk, more fast with less. And the calories are from the volume of alcohol. So yes, kind of. I'm not sure it's a measurable difference. You know what I mean? But interesting, Ray. I'm glad you're spending your free time thinking about things like this. That's great.
Yeah, someone's on their way to becoming a full-on scientist.
Oh, yes, he is. Okay, voice message.
Hi, Dr. Drew and mommies. I am mommy calling from Texas. I just had a quick question from something I heard about on your mom's house. Christina was talking about advice that you gave her about peeing after sex, not peeing after sex, just peeing in general, but not pushing too hard. My question is specifically about peeing after sex. I'm a hot white trash cum dump. I like to be fucked a lot, man. So I know that you're supposed to pee before and after sex, but sometimes, most times, after a real good pounding, I have to push really hard to get the pee to come out. I'm not trying to ruin my pelvic floor or anything like that. So I'm just looking for advice. Should I be pushing so hard to get all that hot white cum out? What should I do? What should I do? Let me know, Dr. Drew. Thanks, mommy.
She is the absolute best.
She's the best. You know, it makes me think we should have people submit video questions. We really should. You know what I mean? Don't you want to see these people when they ask these questions?
All right. If you want to submit, go ahead and record yourself. Keep it under a minute and send it to drdrewafterdark@gmail.com.
Yes. I think we need video questions. I think this is the new, this is something for us to look forward to in 2021.
Right.
Yeah. Video messages, you all. Thank you. Because I want to feel that connection with the caller. I mean,
Right. You want to see her face when she's saying how much cum she's getting dumped in.
Yes. It's too good. It's too funny. Yes, I do. So More liquids, honey, more fluids, right? So you have a greater sort of urgency to go.
Right, gallon of water a day.
Yeah, well, whatever, just a little more. I'm not a huge water guy, but I think in this case, and the idea with the evacuating your bladder after a pounding is that bacteria gets pounded up your urethra into your bladder, and you want that to be washed out if you can. The more volume, the better. So if you're pushing real hard, yeah, you're going to push the cum out of your vagina, but that's not really the goal here. The goal is to evacuate the bladder so bacteria go back out and don't get set up in and cause a bladder infection. It's really not going to do much for STIs or anything like that. It's just a way of reducing the risk of bladder infection. It becomes more significant as you get older. It's not that big a deal now. And what was Christina talking about when I was saying don't push? I don't remember this. Was we talking about prolapse or something? You guys don't remember?
I don't know. It's all kind of bleeding together for me.
It is bleeding. We got to be careful. Your mom has the mommies listen. They listen carefully.
Oh, yeah,
learn.
We know.
Okay.
It was because Christina pushes a lot when she pees.
Yeah, she was saying she pushes.
And I was telling her to watch it?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, good. I wish I could remember all these conversations. They all run together.
That was when you were talking about, I think, the vaginal or the pelvic floor. And I was like, that's what you got to talk about, baby. That's your flow. Pretty sure that's what it was.
This was during the role playing.
I think so.
Musculature. Well, right?
So, like it was in the same era, essentially.
Cornflakes?
Yeah, in the same cornflakes era.
Back to cornflakes. Okay, I get it. Excellent. Hi, Mommy and Booth Boys. I'm 28. I've been having an issue with incredibly pungent BO. From my research, I'd guess bromhidrosis. I've had a lot of home remedies, found online, changing my diet. I've also tried a doctor-prescribed erythromycin solution, which didn't work. That's a good idea because it is bacteria usually that do that. I've also tried antibacterial soap. Tried to scrub my stinky underarm 2 to 3 times in the shower. This usually lasts 3 or 4 hours. A male, right? Male, yeah. You may want to try to shave the hair on your underarm, too. That might help. This has serious effect on my personal life. I'm keenly aware. There's something called rotting fish syndrome, I think it's called. Rotting fish syndrome, something like that.
Yes, I've met some ladies that have.
Let's look it up. Dead fish syndrome is called. Yeah, trimethylaminuria or fish or odor syndrome, FOS. Condition characterized by the presence of trimethylamine, a tertiary amine whose odor is described as resembling that of rotten fish in the sweat, urine, and expired air. Terrible. So look up fish odor syndrome and check out some of those remedies. Let's see. I will still tower twice a day. I've started to exclude myself. Oh, I'm so sorry. Won't be out that long. I violate the Geneva Protocol. Hitler pissed on me, beat me. Hi, Hitler. You might want, there are prescription strength deodorants also. So you want to hit it from two angles. One is the sweat production, and you might want to talk to your doctor about prescription strength deodorants. And this is not hyperhidrosis. This is something different. And then also from the bacterial standpoint, you might even want to try some systemic antibiotics to see if that makes a difference. I know this can be very frustrating. There's not a lot of great solutions from my understanding. Voice message.
Wait, hold on. I got some more questions.
Okay.
So you earlier recommended possibly shaving the armpits.
Because the armpit hair is what holds the scent.
Is it?
Yeah, yeah. That's why we have armpit hair. We want to smell each other. It's why our private parts have hair, to be able to...
To contain the smells?
Back in the day, people identify who they've been with based on smells and things, and they could identify who the it's a throwback. I'm not saying that humans necessarily had a big dose of this, but animals do. Animals can identify each other through smell, and the smell is in the hair, and that's where we've retained our scent. Is down below and in the armpits. You didn't know this?
I had no idea.
Huh.
I thought that it was like to help with friction to slow down your arms from moving too fast.
Dude, where did you get that idea from?
I think I went to like a Trump University type
thing. Wow. Or did you just dream that up by yourself?
I think water polo players say that, right?
Say
that it's for swiftness.
That they leap?
That's probably where I got it. Yeah, because swimmers and water polo people shave their pits too.
Yeah, to make themselves swifter through the water.
Right, for aerodynamicism.
Oh, no, that definitely happens, for sure. But that's not why they have hair, right? That's why they get rid of the hair.
You know what? That is a crucial part of
this. That is an important point. That's an important point. Let's hear another voicemail.
Hey, James. I am 22 years old, and I am 21 weeks pregnant. Ooh. I just got out of the hospital with a stroke. I have a blood clot in my sinus vein. I'm fine now. I'm taking my medication, whatever. Uh-oh. But I was worried that when my husband goes down on me, that I'm going to come so hard, it's going to knock that clot loose, and I'm going to have another stroke.
Wow.
Is that possible? Do I need to be worried about that? Should we maybe not go so hard? Thanks. You bet I'm coming up in May.
Yeah.
Maybe don't go so hard at the beginning.
I love the delighted stroke patients. I've had a stroke. Hey, everybody. So this is you said the sinus vein. I think you probably mean your transverse sinus, right? And the transverse sinus thrombosis, you can show me a picture of it. Transverse sinus thrombosis. There it is. It's in the skull. The transverse sinus is the collecting system in the vein. No. Go back. You can see it better. Yeah, you can't really see it. Oh, there it is, on the lower left corner. You see it better at lower left. No. On lower left, yeah, that one. Okay. That shows that's looking down on the skull, and that's the vein on the left that can form a clot. It's called transverse vein thrombosis. And when you get a transverse vein thrombosis, that says transverse sinus thrombosis there, was what she told us, the sinus thrombosis. Add to your search and stroke, and you'll see that it triggers a no, up in the search thing, just transverse sinus vein and stroke, all the way to the, there we go, and stroke, and you'll see it triggers a stroke in the midbrain. And that's what she had, is a tiny stroke in the midbrain. These are not big strokes, but they are in a kind of critical part of the brain. And so this is actually what Hillary Clinton had before the 2016 election. She got it from a head injury. The story was that she fell out of bed, hit her head or something, got a concussion, but then she got, complicating that, a transverse sinus thrombosis and a stroke. And the residual effect of the stroke for Hillary was something called intranuclear ophthalmoplegia. If you remember, she was wearing those glasses with that hazy lens on one side. That was to get her eyes to start tracking together, because they were tracking like that. They were not tracking together. And that is one of the complications of the transverse sinus thrombosis. So it's a complicated process. It's relatively rare. It's been in the news because of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. Again, the incidence of was 0.004% in women only. Although I woke up with a spontaneous black eye 3 days after I got my Johnson & Johnson vaccine, and black eye is one of the presenting symptoms of a transverse sinus thrombosis. So I was thinking I might be coming up in May. It was a little bit of a concern for a minute.
Fucking nailed it, Drew.
But I didn't have headache or vision changes and all the stuff that usually goes along with it. And so I just didn't pay attention and called my doctor and did what I was supposed to do, which was nothing. So that's a very long way of saying, take it easy, honey. Go ahead and have sex, have an orgasm, but don't go nuts. Don't go nuts.
Yeah, don't come too hard.
Voice message. Give me another one.
Hi, Dr. Mommy Hitler. This is Corey from Iowa.
Hi, Corey.
And I had a quick question for you.
Okay.
Every once in a while, after an especially intense orgasm, my hearing goes out.
Ah.
And not completely. Mm-hmm. I can still hear a little bit, but it's like being like on an airplane or something.
Yes.
And it lasts, oh, I would say 1 to 2 minutes, and then goes away. Mm-hmm. Is this anything I should be concerned about, or should I just continue high-fiving my partner when this happens? Anyway, love the show. Piss on me, beat me. You bet I'm coming up in May.
You bet, honey.
Live Life 365. See you guys.
You bet, Corey. Continue the high-fiving. Do not stop. Do not pass go. Continue the high-fiving.
That's great advice. That kind of sounds like, did you see that movie, The Sound of Metal?
I've not seen it. I've heard about it.
It's like a metal drummer that loses his hearing. This is kind of like the sound of coming. She's coming so much.
This is the sound of
that
coming.
That she's losing.
Annie, that's another T-shirt.
Honestly.
But people, you know, there's some amount of bearing down that goes on. There's big shifts in your sympathetic, your autonomic nervous system. And
you're getting pulses of like blood to the head, right?
Sometimes,
like
or actually you can go the other way where your heart slows down a lot and you lose blood. But the point is ringing in the ears, fuzziness in the ear, fullness in the hearing, and that kind of stuff. Very common, no big deal. And it means you're having a big orgasm. Congratulations.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. I saw something up there I wanted to hear more about, which is a pan flute dad boner. What is going on?
Oh yeah, this is actually a lane. I'm not sure you've seen too much of this. But,
no, zero. I've said no pan flute lanes for me.
No. Dad boner lanes.
Okay.
Maybe you have seen that.
Okay.
I think we've shown you some frothers before.
A little bit. Yeah.
Oh my gosh! Look what came! I've been waiting 6 months for this thing. What is it? What is it? Yay! What is it?
Didgeridoo.
What is it? Look how light it is. It weighs practically nothing. Dudes. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Dudes.
I don't think.
Oh, man. What should I play first? How about this? Oh my gosh, it smells so good. Oh man, it smells so good.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh my gosh. Oh! Oh yeah. Oh, ooh, damn.
Sounds like this guy's getting a rush of cum to the head.
Oh my god, he won't be hearing for a while. But I always thought pan flutes were things you like played, you know, down, and you know what I mean? I've never seen that kind of pan.
Yeah, I think
before.
This one's a little advanced. You blow it from the middle.
It's pretty heavy, and good for him that he has things in his life that he enjoys so much that he has a dad boner over a pan flute.
Yeah, what's the closest that you've gotten excited about anything? Close to, like, musicals or something?
Hey, man.
Hamilton's coming to town.
Hey, man. I am a nerd, but I am not like this. I sort of appreciate things. I don't dad boner out over things like that. I don't do it. How effing dare you is all I can say. But let me think if there's been anything that I rocked out about like that, the simple things. This is a new pair of glasses, and I rocked out about them. So there you go. That's my thing. And then I'll do stupid shit with them. Like, I'll put them aside and not wear them for 3 weeks because I want to preserve them. But today I'm wearing them, everybody. Good on me. Okay, more ATV, horrible or hilarious? It's got to be horrible. It's got to be. Ugh. Uh-oh. Oh, Jesus.
Oh, my God.
Horrible.
Nah, he's fine. He got caught by the safety net.
Let me see again. Oh, maybe.
I mean, he got ragdolled pretty good.
Okay, you're
probably
right.
Probably got whiplash or something, but
yeah,
he's
it looked
fine.
Terrible.
He's
but
okay.
Okay, you're right. Thank you, Nadav. Talk me off the ledge.
You're welcome, buddy.
Yeah. What language are we speaking?
That's Russian. And I may not have talked to you off the ledge, but at least I put a safety net on the ledge that you fell off.
Yeah, look at you. All right, give me another one.
Let's see what else we got for you. These horrible or hilarious ones. Here, you know what? Let's stick in the realm of car stuff.
Okay.
Bitch, get out of the way! I'ma show you how to turn up on your motherfucking birthday, bitch. Woo! Oh. Damn, I just got an accident and I gotta keep going. So I'm gonna call y'all a fuck back. I got to go. Oh, whatever, because I'm not stopping.
Oh my god, I love her.
Yeah.
So she just rear-ended somebody. She
and
deployed,
then hit, confessing to hit and running to them.
Deployed the airbag, and then I'm not stopping. So I'm worried there might be some chemical stuff involved here because the judgment is so off. But
What kind of chemical? Like what?
Meth will do this to you.
Oh,
meth will keep
really?
You. Yeah. When you see all the runners, you know, the cops chasing after people, I just see meth every time.
Huh.
When people do irrational running. Like that in a car, especially. It seems it's usually meth, but you know.
Because I was gonna say she looks like whenever I think of like a meth user, I think of someone with lesions on their skin.
Oh no,
and
she
stuff.
Doesn't look like a meth user at all. She doesn't.
Right. She's she looks deceivingly fine, but you know what? She is talking kind of fast.
And it could be mania. Mania will cause you to do crazy stuff like that too. It could be just like a regular old bipolar disorder.
I was gonna say crack. I used to know a girl that I swear this is her. She's act just like this, talking about how crazy, like she would do something completely illegal and insane, and she'd be like, "Yep, I just did it, no big deal." Like,
yeah, crack will do that, but you know how crack is. Yeah, crack will do it, but it's not typical. It's not sort of characteristic of crack, but it can do that too. Yes, it can. But what I like is her good natured attitude in the whole thing. Like, hey, y'all, here we go. I'm just trying to entertain you.
Right, she's in the early onsets. It hasn't like ruined her life.
She's not gotten that negative. Yeah, the irritability is not there yet. So you might be onto something, Annie. The crack could be part of it. Let's see. We got more. Looking for a girl. Oh, boy. Looking for a girl.
My name's Justin, and I'm looking for a girl who would consent for me to having intercourse with them. So if you know a girl, let me know, because I'm down for a really good time.
Ooh, he's got one of those cherry Andromedas on his face.
Huh? I can't tell what that is, frankly. But
condoms stop from getting STDs. Condoms stop getting girls pregnant. So, I'm looking for a girl to have safe sex with me. If you know any girl that is happy to have sex with me, make sure you let me know.
What is the accent? Because... Uh-oh. He goes on.
Love me like you do. Love me like you do. Love me like you do.
Oh, God, what's on his hand?
Really cool hand tattoo.
What is it?
And you can call me Daddy. Because I'm happy to do 50 grams of shade on you, girl. I'm looking for a naughty slut. I'm looking for a sexy babe. Love me like you.
Oh my God.
You want to go hang out with this guy too,
no,
Drew?
No, I don't. I don't. You see, I have my my chosen ones. This is not one of them. I do not want to hang with this guy. I want to run from this guy. And I cannot figure him out. So...
I think he's in a choking a little bit.
Yeah, yeah, clearly. But the fact that he thinks this is attractive, weird, right? So there's a weird quality here that he sort of doesn't understand social situations. Ooh. And clues,
and
cues very well.
Pupils look pretty dilated to me.
No? Kind of mid-position. I don't think this is a drug thing.
Okay.
I think this is a brain thing, like from birth kind of thing. I feel sorry and bad for him that he thinks this is going to yield something. I always wonder why these guys don't like hang out on these. There are sites out there where people like traffic all kinds of stuff. Why, maybe he has no money, right?
To
prostitutes, I
to,
guess.
Wouldn't to buy that, a hooker?
Wouldn't that be a more productive? I don't want to recommend things like that, but I mean, he seems like that kind of guy, no?
I mean, it seems like he probably doesn't think he's exhausted every option.
I guess. Any of you have an opinion on this?
I mean, well, number one, I was going to say, I'm not sure he has the money to be swinging prostitutes,
okay.
But also, yeah, he just seems like a dude that knows absolutely zero about game and is just, you know, copying whatever he sees that works.
Well,
because the choking did not look real. The I want a naughty girl.
Yeah.
Hold
yeah,
on. How is the choking supposed to look?
Nah. That was a good try. Nah, we out. But it all seemed very like copycatish.
But I gotta say, it makes RPC look like Don Juan. You know what I mean? It makes RPC look like legit.
Wait, so you'd rather hang out with RPC than this guy?
Clearly,
oh, yeah.
I did hang out with RPC.
Right.
I'm not interested in this guy. I was in RPC. There was a certain sad quality about RPC. This is a bizarre quality, right? And I wanted to know what was up with RPC that he was into it, and I was right. He was a fascinating person. I don't expect there to be a lot of fascinating background on this guy. I don't get the accent. Is it British? I mean, and why
yeah.
is there a not really, but why is there a speech problem here?
Oh, Australian.
And then what is on that hand tattoo? Could you guys tell?
It just looked like a blob to me.
That's what it looked like to me too. I thought maybe it was like a werewolf hand or something. Like he wants to turn his hand. I don't know.
I mean, the video quality of his camera,
yeah,
surprise,
shitty.
Is not the best. So
and
a little tough.
And then it speaks of desperation. And you know, I feel. Ooh, see, look at that. It's just black.
Ooh,
tattoo. What?
No.
Can you see it?
I feel like it might be a wolf or like some sort of animal.
That's what I'm thinking. It looks
I think
like
I'm seeing some fangs.
Yeah, or it looks kind of animal esque. So, I don't know. I'm just, you know, I feel sad for the guy, but not the way I did for RPC. And it's just like he's just off in the wrong territory, and he seems very desperate, and I'm not interested. Give me another one.
Hello, we're best friends, and we're here eating at Olive Garden.
And the retard finally left.
Oh.
There was a tard stalking us.
Oh, no.
And I think he's behind us in the bushes now. I'm not sure.
Did you hear Dame Edna got in trouble? These ladies remind me, not that they're like cross-dressers, but Dame Edna got in trouble for some inappropriate comment about transgender individuals that sort of had this kind of same generational quality to it, where they just don't really understand what they're saying. You know what I mean?
What? Like, you don't think these old ladies know what they're saying?
No, I don't think they do. And so it begs the issue. And this kind of interesting thing.
The retard finally left.
Yeah, do we give people above a certain age a pass for, you know, improprieties?
I think so.
Now, Yenny, tell me.
I mean, I just did last episode, my nigga. There he is. There he is.
See how great that is? My day is made, everybody. I can go home now. We're done. Wrapping up. Yeah. Yeah, you did. No, but you gave me a schooling a little bit, right? I don't think these ladies would respond to schooling. I wouldn't waste my time trying to schooling them, right? And so what is the birth? My question is, what is the range for that? Can they use the R word? Can they say insensitive things about gay individuals? I mean, are we sick and tired of giving people excuses? You know what I mean? Kind of an interesting question.
I think it depends who you ask, but I mean, for me, it's like if it puts me in a weird space, then I'll just let you know that, like, oh, yeah. That's. Yeah, just yeah. So you know, nowadays,
yeah,
what
like
that means
is. The way you treat me. Yeah. and so, Zola, what do you think? You've been silent this whole damn show. Come on now. You must have grandmas out there, or great grandmas even at your age.
Yeah. I mean, I think, you know, they're from a different time. You know,
see, Zolo's giving him a pass. So the real question is, Annie, have you ever had to school Zolo?
Have I ever had to school Zolo?
Yeah.
No, I mean, he'd be schooling me, if anything, because he's younger than me. What do you mean?
Well, because I'm... The way he gave the older folks a pass, it made me think, I wonder if he's really sensitive.
Well,
to some
in his
of these
defense,
things.
He's from a much more accepting generation than the rest of us.
Is that right?
Yeah. And he's Gen Z.
That's the least accepting.
No,
oh, you
the
mean
most
no,
accepting.
Oh, oh, oh.
I didn't realize
like, they're like, that's how that person was raised in their culture. Like, that's just what they know.
Oh,
know?
That's really interesting.
No?
I don't think that's how,
like accepting people as they are. Like, you're just so
well,
old
I know
that you're
Gen,
racist.
Gen
you know?
Z is going to respond to the millennial, and they have been responding, but I heard in some ways they're a little more stringent or strident in terms of their goals to, you know, make everybody better. Well, interesting. Well, Zolo.
Yes.
Speak to us from your generation.
I mean, I think a lot of people from my generation wouldn't give them a pass. Like, I know this lady... in particular, got a lot of heat on TikTok for posting this.
But
I mean, I want to give them a pass. I think old people that, you know, they just don't know better.
School us.
I mean,
Gen Zolo.
Yeah.
Yeah. From Gen Zolo, what's the difference between, say, a Gen Zolo and a Gen...
Millennial. I'm already in the word, baby. Millennial.
All right, millennial. Zolo, how's it different?
How am I different from other Gen Zers? Or
well,
what do you
already
mean?
That's an interesting question because millennials are all kind of alike. Are Gen Zers more a diverse group?
I think so. I mean, there's a lot that are more like to the SJW kind of like super woke, like mindset.
Yeah.
And I think I'm a little more rational.
But I've heard there's a lot more like you in amongst the Gen Zs.
There's a good amount.
Yeah.
There's a good amount.
So Rational Revolution is coming into being in that age group.
Yeah. I hope so.
Me too. Okay, good. All right, let's keep going. Old ladies say R words. How about not welcome in gayborhood? If we're going to go really into the sort of, what do we call it? Upsetting category or offensive category? Let's talk about a gayborhood.
This is the gayborhood, and you are not welcome.
That's why I need to be here.
Oh, my God. What was that?
You need Jesus, ma'am.
Oh, I see. I see. So he is preaching in the gayborhood. Does it go on?
That's it.
Well,
I think both of these people suck.
Yes, I would agree with you. Although I do not blame her. I like that she's addressing him and that it's not really, you know, I don't like proselytizing around people that don't want the message. You know what I mean?
Does anyone want to be proselytized?
That too, I don't think so. I mean, maybe you think they pick up a convert once every 100,000 individuals. I don't think it's a worthwhile endeavor. I think the instinct to go somewhere where you know you're going to upset people and proselytize, I think that's kind of disgusting. I think it is. And you can have your own private feelings about whether gay is good or bad, that you keep your keep your shit to yourself.
I mean, trying to convince others to just think the way that you think.
That's always bad. I don't like that. I don't
like forcing it in a scenario where they're not ready to hear it. You know?
No, I don't mind people sharing their ideas, and particularly if they're enthusiastic about their ideas, right? We have a rational revolution. We're enthusiastic about that. But to go in and, again, demand other people adopt your way of seeing things. Part of the rational revolution is discourse, right? Is the dialectic. We get there through sharing with each other, and maybe we change our opinions because somebody makes a good point or has a point of view that's interesting to us or changes our position, and that's good. But to go in demanding that other people adopt your point of view is bad. Looking for a girl we did, ATV horrible. What else?
Well, we got some TikToks.
Oh, let's do it. Let's do it.
Can I be honest with y'all for a second? White women calling black women and femmes queen is...
Shut up. Just shut up.
Oh,
please.
You know what? God bless her. I don't know. Annie, help me. Because here's my thing. I love TikToks like this that tell non-African Americans to stop taking the crucible on behalf of African Americans or adopting sort of the position of an African American and just shut the fuck up. Is that am I getting that right?
Yeah, I mean, it's and especially with the statement that she just said.
Yeah.
It's like there's so much that's wrong about it. It's like, I'm not even going to go, just shut up.
Yeah.
Just stop.
Yeah.
You don't even understand third of what you're saying.
Well, it's literally just shut up and listen, which is really what people should be doing, right? I mean, just if you actually care about those issues, just keep taking it in and shut the fuck up.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. Absolutely. So I love these TikToks. There's a lot of women.
Let's call Governor Drew. What's up, boy?
Boy. But there are a lot of African American women out there that have TikToks like this. I've found a number of them, and they all inspire me because they all just go, "Ugh, would you shut the fuck up?" It's like seeing white people clutch their pearls and pound their chest. That's what I find offensive, personally. The pearl clutching and the chest pounding. Just shut the fuck up and listen.
I enjoy it. I like when I'm on an elevator and it's only a girl in there with me. And she gets all like uncomfortable. I think it's cool because it's like, I'm not going to do anything to you. So you're just sitting there super uncomfortable.
I don't think that's what Drew was saying.
No. Oh, whoops. What were you saying?
I'm talking about
whoops. My bad.
But that's even funnier. And I'll support you on that. I'd like to see that. But just
I'm lost, man. I don't know.
It's
what
good. That's a different kind of pearl clutching. Yeah. But I agree with you. That part, like, you know, that's kind of
physically
funny.
Scaring people that you come across.
Yeah, but to be fair,
isn't that what you said?
He was talking about this lady that's just like she's clutching her pearls on behalf of black people.
Yeah, yeah. Black people have to tolerate
clutching her pearls
because she's like, hey, you shouldn't be calling whoever like a queen or whatever.
They're not clutching their pearls because they're scared. They're clutching their pearls because they're outraged on behalf of.
I didn't know that was a fucking idiom. That's a saying. Clutching your pearls means like saving your culture or some shit.
It's like someone going like, oh, I think of the children, you know, that type of shit.
Can you believe that man had a gun? It's usually out of fear. You're right. But it also means, on behalf of, I'm pearl clutching means like I'm having an experience, but it's making me clutch my pearls.
But also, I mean? Also this lady,
It's ironic.
This lady clutching her pearls, isn't she also implying that she's like, this minority group that I'm clutching my pearls on behalf of is so weak that they can't like say if something's bothering them.
It is super racist.
Yeah.
It's super racist. I absolutely agree with you.
It's insane.
Yeah. It's not insane because to be an ally is one thing, but to be super racist on behalf of, give me a break. All right, let's keep going. More TikToks.
To answer your question, I'm not 40 years old, dude. I'm in my 30s. In fact, I'm 35. You need to check your facts.
How about he checks his grammar? You're like 40, Y-O-U-R?
I think that was the person that asked
him. I'm just saying, though, but he's upset. He misses the grammar problem. He's upset with the 40. Oh, my God, I'm way not 40. I'm 38. Oh, Jesus. And we're looking at a guy with a blue beard and a red beard.
Yeah, we're looking at a beard that clearly belongs to a 35-year-old and not a 40-year-old.
Yeah, he should be happy if somebody called him 40. What's going on with that? The roof? Is that a plane? Is he in a plane?
No, he's in his... Oh, he just has, like, some shit tucked into his sun visor, I think.
That's weird looking up there. Okay. All right. Give me more.
I mean, it's not Fed smoker status, but I'll agree. I think he's keeping a plastic tote bag up there, which is a wild place to keep something.
Wild place. This bag. Again, it's sort of interesting. It's defining my range of folks that I'm interested in and those I'm not. Here's one where I am not.
Oh, you don't want to meet this guy?
I am not. I am not interested. All right. I'm not interested in all cool people. He's cool, but I'm not interested.
Maybe you'll like this cool person.
Okay, good.
Hey, guys. I am looking for Justin Bieber's phone number. Can you find it for me, guys, please?
That's more in the zone I'm interested in.
Yeah, Drew, you have Bieber's number. You could give it to him, right?
I don't believe I do. I had his mom's for a while, but don't have Justin's.
What's up, Drew?
She used to come on HLN and CNN and stuff. I used to do interviews with her. She's actually a really cool lady. This guy kind of interests me. I mean, look at that. That's a...
What part is most interesting?
I think the purple hair, and I'm interested in what's connected to that face. You know what I mean? I mean,
oh, the brain inside of it?
No, I mean the body. I mean, how much? Woo! I mean, what's going on? It's very interesting. So I'm just interested. I'm not sure I want to go visit him like I would RPC. I'm just interested. We got any more? I see you're taking me down a good path here.
Yeah, of this guy. All right, here's
no, just more TikTok.
No, yeah, here's the last TikTok we got.
My cousin got a warrant for PPP fraud.
Oh,
she faked a panic attack when they came to pick her up. This bitch gonna knock herself out.
Is that her head she's bouncing around? Yeah. I have seen people do that, all kinds of stuff like that. And let's see.
And they were not faking it?
For a PPP fraud, she faked a panic attack. What they will do, sometimes those are go down as non-epileptic seizures. And sometimes they're fictitious and sometimes they are not fictitious. In that case, I'm suspecting it's fictitious because it's motivated by fraud. So where there's fraud, there's often more fraud. Give me a voicemail.
Hey, Dr. Drew. My name is Devon, and I had a quick question about a guy that I recently had sex with that could easily get an erection, but the second he laid down, it would automatically get soft. And then if he got up and stood up or got on his knees, it would get hard again.
Wow.
Trying to figure out what was going on and possibly, is that like a blood pressure issue? Should I maybe ask him to go get his blood pressure checked?
Oh my God, that's so funny.
But I'm definitely not going back either way. Anyway, thanks. Have a great one.
Let me confirm. Yes, I'd definitely go to the doctor.
Yeah, I go to the doctor, but I love the fact that she thinks it's like, well, when she takes this position, the blood just drains out of his penis. Now, I'm gonna predict... And this may or may not be true, but I'm going to predict that he had very specific masturbation habits.
Well, and go on.
Men sometimes get into this, and he back me up on this, into a zone with their masturbation where that's the zone. And anything outside of that is that they just turn off very quickly. Now, this is not a common thing, but I've seen this happen.
I mean, I'm the opposite.
You're good anywhere.
Well, not just that, but I like the challenge of not knowing. Like, if it doesn't work right now, I like the challenge of being like, it's gonna work right now. We're gonna figure it out. So yeah, I'm a little different on that. But I get what you're saying. Like, I think in the beginning it was like that, where it was like I like to specifically kneel down, bend my knees, be on the ground.
Yeah, yeah, some men like it has to be lying down. Some people it can't be lying down. Mm-hmm. Some guys it has to be kind of weird stuff. But here's something I know you guys are both into, which is vomit fetish. Tim from Oregon,
my favorite.
Cisgendered male. I have a question about what might be a fetish. When I used to do a lot of opiates, I would puke a lot. But the thing is, my girlfriend at the time would see me puke and would force me to make out with her immediately. Oh,
nasty as hell, dude.
I asked multiple times, please just let me brush my teeth. Nope. Make out literally the second after I finish vomiting. What the fuck is that? I sure hope that anal starts at 50 for me and my wife too. Keep high and tight. And I'm guessing that the vomit fetishist is not your wife. So some people
constantly
are
wet.
I guess some people are into vomit. I don't really understand it. It seems to be when we used to go and look at those clips, we could only tolerate so much of it. So we never really went deeply down that path. Do you guys have any opinion about this?
It sounds pretty wild to me.
It's hard to...
To sexualize the vomit.
Yeah, it's hard to understand why. And not just the vomit, but also the... taste in your mouth and stuff. I don't know.
Like the acidic, like it doesn't taste good.
No thanks.
The only thing that I've thought about.
Here we go.
Yeah. No.
And he's got something here. Let's go.
This is one that I'm not into. No, the only thing that I've ever thought was like if there, if it's a kink or a fetish that I can't understand,
yeah,
I go back to what you said about at 12 and 13, whatever happens around that era.
For males. For males.
Kind of just sticks.
That's true.
So unfortunately for him, maybe some sexual...
Yeah, but it was a girl, I think. You said a cisgendered male, right?
Oh, for wait,
it was a female that had the fetish.
Oh.
Yeah, which is kind of unusual, right? And females aren't the common fetishist, right? And males are more prone to fetish.
And so the rule that you said about 12 to 13 around that, that does not apply to women?
Not so much. Oh. I mean, it's not a hard and fast rule, so I'm imagining something like that may occur, but I don't see it as much.
Mm.
I was having period sex with a Tina-style chick last August. We all understand what I'm talking about here? Got some blood in my lower abdomen. Over the next few weeks, I noticed some lesions appearing, so I went to the VA thinking it was herpes. Was diagnosed with molluscum contagiosum. You guys know what molluscum is?
Molluscum, no.
Molluscum, M-O-L-L-U-S-C-U-M. They referred me to a VA dermatologist, froze them off. I've been close to 9 months. I still have a deep scarring where the spots were. Anything to do to get rid of them, or am I going to scare potential new partners? I'm sorry, this is from the burn. That's molluscum, which is these little wart-looking things. And they usually occur in the pubic region. They can occur on children disseminated all over the body. But look for a molluscum STD. You're going to see it in the pubic. There you go. And you'll see it in the pubic area typically. There it is, molluscum contagiosum. It's a virus. It's no big deal. It's very common. And you usually curette them or burn them, as happened here. But the problem is the burning caused a scar. And that was not great dermatologic practice, I would say. That one of the, that where your cursor is on the upper right, that's really what they look like. That's a very characteristic picture. Yeah, that's what they look like. And people get very upset about them when they occur. They think they're herpes. They think they're all kinds of things.
Yeah, they look wild. They don't look like a normal thing that you shouldn't worry about.
Yeah, but you shouldn't. And they spread. If you have them, you do need to get them under control because they will multiply, much like the warts.
And I feel like now is probably a good time where if you had sex with someone that you're not sure where they've been and you see spots like this on you, go get an STD check.
Well, because where there is one, there's frequently two or three. And so that's why when you come in with that, we'll also check you for other STDs, because usually where there's one, there's more than one. That's just the way it goes. Okay, what else we got here? Got any videos for me? I'm having such a good time.
Oh, no. I think we might be all done with the videos.
No more
but,
talks.
But we got some more fun voicemails.
Okay, good. Voice message. Good.
Hey, what's up there, my big-titted doctor? Mm-hmm. I'm just wondering, how come farts smell so much worse than shit, actual shit? Mm-hmm. You know, if you walk into a public restroom after someone just got done dropping a massive log, it's not like as bad as like if someone just rips a gnarly fart, you know. I mean, sometimes a fart can be so bad you got to leave the room. But you know, it's not pleasant. But you know, after someone takes a massive shit, you can, you know, stay in the same bathroom with them. So I'm wondering if you get that for me. Anyways, piss on me, beat me.
Okay, there we go.
That's an interesting question.
This man is a thinker. This man is a thinker, and I actually appreciate the question. I think this, you know, the push the fart out conversation is not nearly as erudite as this one. But let's think about it this way. The methane gas produced by the bacteria is what is the smelly fart. And it's the same methane that's produced in the shit that makes the shit smell. But in the case of the fart, it's a large volume, high concentration of said gas. So it's going to be worse. Does that make sense?
Yes, and I will say that some farts are worse than shits, but there are some shits that are worse than farts.
I think that's generally that's a reasonable position to take. But just think
that
it's a larger volume. It's a large volume of the gas, of the methane, if it's indeed the smelly kind of gas. And it's specifically that gas that's highly concentrated. The shit has other stuff with it. So there you go.
That's actually that's a very interesting point.
Very thoughtful. Very thoughtful. Next voice message.
Hey, Hitler. I have a burning question, and yes, I'm talking about my penis. Mm. Whenever I have this weird combination of alcohol, sex, or masturbation, and then urinating, I have this very intense burning in my penis. The urethra, to be specific. It's only during that combination. I am sober and I have sex or masturbate and then pee after, I'm completely fine.
Okay.
But if I have some sort of alcohol in my system and that combination happens, it's an intense burning that lasts usually for an hour or two. And it feels like I have to take a shit. but nothing ever comes out. So just want to see what that could possibly be. I appreciate it. Keep feathering it, brother.
All right, brother. So here's the deal. Sex is an irritant to the urethra. Alcohol is an irritant to the urethra. So you're getting a double whammy there of irritants to the urethra, both of which you're evidently sensitive to. And it's this urge to defecate sounds like a pubic coccygeus spasm, which is something that can be triggered by urethral irritation. So you're getting sort of a triple whammy here. You're having enough of two irritants to bother you and then trigger this pubic coccygeus spasm, which is this kind of visceral, uncomfortable pain in the pelvic floor. And, you know, yes, more fluids. More fluids might help you. Wearing a condom would help you if you want to prevent the irritation during sex. But maybe, I don't know what you're doing in terms of your sexual activity or your masturbatory activity, but you got to kind of maybe take it a little easier. That's all I'm saying.
Right. Stay away from the sounding.
No sounding. Another message. Voice message.
Hi, Dr. Drew. My name is Jody. I'm from Atlanta, Georgia. Jody. And I stumbled across my 13-year-old niece doing something a little peculiar or weird the other night. She told me she likes to take her toenail clippers and clip off some of that hard skin on the bottom of her feet. And she likes to chew it.
Yeah.
She likes to eat that hard skin on her feet.
Yep.
And as far as I know, she's healthy besides that. And I'm just wondering, is my niece a zombie? And is there anything I need to be worried about?
No.
That's it.
Okay.
Kind of weird.
All right.
Thanks, Dr. Drew.
Thanks, Jody.
Time tight. Have a good day.
Thank you, Jody. Love that accent. It's not a lot different than chewing your fingernails or eating your fingernail clippings, or people do weird stuff like that. She came upon it. This is another one of those things also, which is probably during some developmental window, she came upon it and then it became this weird preference. It's in the spectrum of obsessive compulsive disorders. And so she may be prone that way a little bit, but it's, you know, there's trichotillomania and there's nail biting. They're all kind of the same thing, which is people, sometimes when they do the hair pulling, will eat the hair. So it's all kind of the same stuff. Provided it doesn't start getting into the area, she'll probably have a certain amount of anxiety. She might get panic because that all kind of goes with this biology. But I would not shame her for this, and I would just keep an eye out for those OCD-like symptomatologies. That's all. All right, that about does it, guys. We thank you all for the voice messages. Again, 818-253-1693, and the emails at drdrafterdark@gmail.com. We have a new imperative, which is you are going to send us little videos of 60 seconds or shorter so we can get a look at everybody while they ask us these great questions. And you cool people, keep it all coming, because some of you I want to come visit and learn more about you. Others, not so much. Booth Boys, as always, we thank you for... I've learned a lot today. Like, Zolo is from Gen Z. I didn't even realize that. That's kind of interesting to me. I'm going to be mining him for more information as we go forward. Gentlemen, thank you as always, and we will see you next time.
All conversations and information exchanged during participation in the Dr. Drew After Dark podcast or interaction on the DrDrew.com website is intended for educational and entertainment purposes only. Do not confuse this with treatment or physician medical advice or direction per se. You must always follow your medical professional's advice and direction. Nothing on these podcasts or posted on this site supplements or supersedes the relationship and direction of your medical caretakers. Please understand, I am not playing the role of physician in this environment per se. I'm educating. I am a licensed physician with specialty boards in American Board of Internal Medicine and American Board of Addiction Medicine.